Hi, I'm Rhonda Hammond, your AIA Florida 2024 president, and we're here in the lovely Palm Beach at the Breakers celebrating our annual convention. And I have the distinct honor of having a discussion with our 2024 gold medal winner.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Lourdes. This is going to be so much fun. And, you know, I was so excited that when you won, I was so excited that I got to call you and tell you the news.
That's why I answered the phone, because
it was you. That's true. So, it's our highest award, but tell me, how did you come to the profession of architecture?
So, my grandfather was an architect and an engineer in Cuba. My uncle was an architect as well. And so I grew up loving Legos and building roadways of my brother's car sets, so I was either going to be one or the other. I have three siblings who are older, and they were all engineers, so I said, well, I don't want to be an engineer because I want to be different, because they're a little bit older than I am, so I always was the odd person out. So I said, I want to be an architect, and I always wanted to be an architect since I was probably 9 or 10 years old.
Oh, wow. So it's a family tradition.
And my mother had wanted to be an architect, but of course this is, you know, prior late 1940s, and, you know, women aren't supposed to be architects, blah, blah, blah. And my grandfather was so thrilled, and he's like, yo, you have to let her be an architect, you know.
I'll bet you were very proud. She was very proud of you.
Yes.
Did she get to see the women in architecture?
She knew all the different things that I was doing, and she was here with me when I was president 2 years ago and enjoyed this lovely suite that you get. And, you know, she was always very proud, and she's always been very proud of all her children and all of her successes. So
you've served the profession of architecture at many different levels. Tell us about your appointment and your service on the Board of Architecture and Interior Design.
So I got appointed, I'm trying to remember, I think it might have been 2006 or 7. I had been involved in AIA probably since the early 2000s. Mike Rodriguez was on the board. He was rolling out, and he's like, are you interested? I was like, sure, why not? And I, you know, got selected. I was very thrilled, and it was such a learning experience. I'm reading these statutes that I'm supposed to know everything about because it's our profession, and, you know, I get to actually read it, and I went, oh, okay. You know, but it's really a great way to understand what we do from a legal perspective, you know, beyond what we normally do as architects designing and helping our clients. So it met people from all over the state, and so that was, I really enjoyed it, you know. It was fun. You know.
So I understand that you were one of the founding members of the Women in Architecture organization in Miami. So what was the vision or the purpose in that organization?
So I'll give credit where credit is due, because I like to do that. I went to the first AIA National Women Leadership Summit in Chicago in 2009 that was being organized not by national, although they do now. It was actually organized by AIA Chicago and Boston's Women Architecture Group. And I thought, well, I'll go, you know, and I came back thinking, oh my goodness, we need a group like this in Miami. There's not that many women in the profession. The numbers are getting better, but and we need to be able to mentor each other and get to know each other. And I didn't go to school in Florida, so when I moved here, AIA was very important to me because that's how I made friends and connections. And I thought there's got to be a way to help young women get involved in the profession, get licensed. And so I called Nati Soto, who was president at the time. And, you know, every time I call her for something, and, you know, she says yes before, she said no. And Crickets Know, who was the following president year, she's like, let's do it. So we did. And so we kind of launched it. And we've been going strong since. And then with Becky's assistance, I created the one for Florida, because, again, people say yes before I've even finished asking the question. They should start to say no, because they don't know what they're saying yes to. So, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been very impactful to see so many new people participate. It's a segment of our population we were not servicing as a professional organization, or at least as thoroughly as I think we should have.
Yeah, you instituted the monthly Women in Architecture,
correct, for Florida,
webinar, and it's been phenomenal. I think that it's some of the topics there have been great toward women, the younger women that needs to be licensed, sexual harassment in the workplace, the AI, Sarah Lower, mm-hmm. That was a phenomenal one. So we appreciate your continued inspiration.
Well, thank you.
Inspiration.
It's fun. I like doing this. Yeah. Becky always goes, yes. I'm like, okay. That's why she's awesome.
So when we met during convention, I believe it was in 2016, you were the representative for fellowship. Mm-hmm. You're a fellow, and now you serve on the College of Fellows jury. What made you decide to apply, and why is fellowship important and deserving of our protection?
So it was a spur of the moment, and going back to where giving credit where credit is due, Jaime Canaves from our Miami chapter is great about encouraging people to keep stuff that you've done so that if you want to go to an award, and back in those days he said, put it in a box, and you know, now we put files. And he's like, for your fellowship. And I looked at him like, you're crazy. And so then I realized I had been doing a lot of stuff and that perhaps, you know, I should submit. I called my sponsor up and he told me, Mike Rodriguez, he goes, well, that's only like 2 months away, but sure, let's do it. I don't recommend that approach to people, but I think fellowship is very important to give to people that are doing more beyond what it's your job or it's your appointed position or your element of design, because there's so many great things that are being done by our members that's a great way to recognize their accomplishments by your own peers, mm-hmm. versus by a trade organization or some publication, or you paid to be, you know, part of a committee, you know what I mean? So it's a personal recognition that I think people should do if they have the body of work, and I think we should, you know, Florida has plenty of good people that need to get their names out there.
Nice. Thank you. So your convention thing back in 2022, you are our Florida president, was Empower and Elevate. Mm-hmm. How does this philosophy influence your mentoring and in the running of your office?
So I picked that with the help of talking to my business partner about, you know, how do we make sure that we are teaching our staff to be good citizen architects, to be good project managers. And he goes, well, it's about empowering. I was like, oh, that's, you know, and it is about giving people the ability to grow, to be the best version of themselves there is, to do things they didn't think they could do. And so I'm always trying to encourage our staff to participate in AA. If they don't want to be in AA, you can be in any other organization. If there's any type of leadership training, which I didn't receive at all, how do we get the staff so that they can see themselves in these roles? And I started doing this because I wanted to help other people. I never really saw myself as the inspiring person. I just saw, by nature, I see a problem, I want to find a solution. You know, I see a void, I want to fill it. And that just happened to be kind of what I do, perhaps instinctively, I don't know.
There you go. It's very much evident that it's part of your philosophy, paying it forward, very much so. So you're a principal of a successful firm in Miami. What advice would you give for those considering opening up their own firm?
Ask questions. Don't put yourself out there, you know, don't wait to be asked. So, you know, you have to find the right time to do things, but if you see something that you don't know, try to find the answers and learn. I'm still learning what my job as a principal is, and I sometimes sit at my desk and I go, I really should know this. I'm a principal, but I don't. Okay, let's go read, go research, go ask people, go, you know, create groups that we can share stuff to help. And so that's, never be shy of get out of your comfort zone. I started to do martial arts when I was in my 40s, you know.
That's right, you're like a black belt.
Yes.
Is that right?
And that was totally out of my comfort zone. I'm not exactly the most coordinated person out there, despite what people think. You know.
You are a wife, a mother, principal in a farm. You're a fellow and one of our representatives of fellowship. You're a strategic council chair at this point in time. You're recent president of AIA Florida and a continued mentor of the women around the state. How do you keep it all together?
Gee, now you put it that way. As long as the smoke and mirrors is working, everybody thinks I'm making it work. I think it's just when you have a passion, you do it. You believe something needs to be done, you find a way to do it. You know, you can't put all the balls at the same time, so you throw a few up in the air and hopefully they stay up there long enough so that you can take care of whatever that function is and then capture that one and throw the other one up in the air. And it's just, you know, and that's support, right? I have a great family, a great colleagues, friends that you can always call on a pinch to. And you didn't even put on their scout leader because my children were all Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. So you missed a couple of to-do lists.
So you were the den mother, the scout mother?
Yes, I was scout master. I was troop leader. I have all, you know, all kinds of, you know, from first grade all the way until they graduated.
So scout master and black belt.
Yes, ma'am.
That's pretty interesting. So you've been awarded AIA Florida's highest award, the gold medal.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting. And it's such an impressive resume.
Thank you.
So looking back over this body of work, what has meant the most to you?
This is kind of like when they ask you what your favorite building is. Mm-hmm. And usually my answer is the one that I'm working on, right? Mm-hmm. Because they all hold something special for you. But even within that answer, we probably all have projects that have that special little thing extra. So I would say that at the moment, and probably for the last 10, 12 years, has been the women in architecture helping engage more of our young female architects, as well as more of our younger members, because I also like to encourage a lot of men and women to participate, because they're the future. If we don't engage them at an early stage of their careers, they don't need us, right? They don't need AIA, and I think that's where we have to always stay focused on the emerging professionals, the young architects, the mid-level careers, how to make sure that the legacy of our profession, the legacy of our organization continues as it evolves, because like everything, it has to evolve. So, you know, there, like you say, it's all of them, like the building, but I think the success of the women in architecture, I've seen faces that I don't recognize. I mean, I tell people laugh at me when I'm at a new event and I'm like, thank God I don't know anybody, because that means we as an organization are doing a program that is serving that underserved group of our members who feel that nobody's doing anything for them.
That's why you're such a great leader.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes. So, in staying on the course of mentoring that younger group, if you were able to say something to your younger self, what would you tell her?
Oh, I've been asked this question before, and I never know how to answer it. Have more faith in what you can do, what I can do. What I just said earlier, ask questions. Don't wait to be asked. Don't wait. You know, not that I waited, but I tended to you know, let the little voice that says, well, I'm not ready. So I would say ignore the little voice and just do it. I mean, and I don't regret anything of my path, but maybe I could have done a little bit more. You know, more stuff.
There you go. More stuff.
More stuff. More stuff. I want to be the old lady at all the AA events, you know.
I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to be there with me?
Exactly. So what are you most excited about for the future of architecture?
I think in all my years of AIA participation and leadership, I am seeing so much more of a younger generation becoming involved at a younger time period in their profession. I think we've become a little more inclusive and more engaging of them. And I think that's great, right? This is a generation that is very comfortable with artificial intelligence, with a different, you know, trying different software models. You know, my staff was showing me some 3D modeling they did that I was like, oh my God, that's really great. Where'd that come from? You know, so I think that you know, we have to be very cognizant of the great things that they can do. And you know, it just I do think that the value of architecture is much more prevalent than when you and I first were in the business. Mm-hmm. Your theme this year, hits the nail on the head, to use that, you know, old tried and true statement, you know, why architecture matters, live, work, play, you know, and pursuing our passion through different ways is how it just gets better and better every year. You know, I can't wait to see what other things people are doing. And we're getting younger people running to be board members and trying to be presidents. It's very exciting. It's very exciting.
Thank you for your leadership. You've been such an inspiration for me. And I cannot wait for Saturday night when you get your medal. It's been such an honor to get to know you.
It's been an honor as well. Thank you. Yeah.